give us a feel for some of the folks that are on the record as far as people that you asked to cover. Were there any particular people that fell in faster than others, bigger fans than others?
The first person who got on board was B.J. Thomas. He knew exactly what song he wanted to do, and he kind of put his bid in for that song. I didn't release it right away because it was the closing theme of Mr. Rogers' album. And I just, you know, at that point, I wanted to be sure I was making the right decisions about who gets to record what song. But after a while, I thought about it and I said, this is, man, I want people to do the songs that excite them and that they're really interested in doing. So I said, you got it. So he was the first to come on board. I think, boy, there's so many of them. It's hard to remember. I know Amy took a little bit of a while before we could get Amy because of her schedule. She's so busy. But she was great when she came in the studio. Did give us a little bit of a scare because the night before we were going to record music tracks, we still didn't have a key for her to sing in. And I listened to her albums. I kind of approximated where I thought it would be, but I would have hated to go in and not have the right key. So finally, about 11 o'clock the night before, I got a call from her. She was in California. She had just finished a TV shoot, and we confirmed the key, and so I could rest easy. Those kind of stories happened a little too often, and that's why I'm finding more gray hairs. But let me think. Who else?
It's such a great canvassing of artists because, you know, to appeal to so many different people. I mean, Mr. Rogers spoke to a lot of different kinds of children from different backgrounds. So you've got a really cool, I mean, it's very eclectic group of musicians. I mean, Roberta Flack, wow, what an amazing artist for you to have on this album.
Yeah. And she was great. She, it took a long time to record her track because she was so specific about what she wanted to do. Normally, it might take an artist, an hour, a couple of hours to record a lead vocal. We were with her for about 6 hours. And she just was meticulous, which is good. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you said that you like it, that the album is eclectic, because that's really what I wanted it to be. Because, one, I feel a good song is one that can be covered in a number of styles. And I wanted to illustrate that you could do this with Fred Rogers songs. Mm-hmm. And two, kids, I think, should be exposed to all kinds of music, you know, as long as it's good music. Mm-hmm. But everything from jazz and big band and rock and pop. So that's kind of what we were able to do.